have one wish before we die, and it may sound strange, as if our minds are deranged. Please don't ask us why, beneath the sheltering sky, we have this strange obsession. You have the means in your possession. See in the Sahara with you. With you. The young man agreed he would satisfy their need, so they danced for his pleasure with a joy you could not measure. They'd wait for him here, the same place every year, beneath the sheltering sky. Across the desert he would fly. Tea in the Sahara with you. Tea in the Sahara with you. Tea in the Sahara with you. Never return. So the sisters would burn as their eyes searched the land with their cups still full of sand. Tea in the Sahara with you. Tea in the Sahara with you.
Into the second hour of the best music in stereo on this Friday afternoon with the afternoon spin from Community Radio 257 AM and Stereo FM with The Police from Synchronicity, that is Tea in the Sahara. And before that, new song from Heaven 17 from The Luxury Gap and Crushed by the Wheels of Industry. Good afternoon, Lorna, Peter, Tricia, Shelley in Ballantyre, and some Kajagoogoo for you very shortly. I think I know what you mean. This is Duran Duran.
Yeah. Love.
Kajagoogoo with Hang On Now, the instrumental come vocal version. 11 minutes past two, and before that, Duran Duran from Rio with My Own Way, the remix version. And hi once again to all the gang over there in Ballantyr. Let's hope you're satisfied with that. This has been re-released this week, the new song for the Mary Jane Girls. Produced by Rick James, this is a follow-up to All Night Long. With a song called Candyman.
Phoenix Magazine, the inside story. Minister ignores cabinet drinking. Ha, always said he was a party man. Gosh, were they mixed up in that scandal? What's this? Me in the Phoenix? Outrageous! Get the inside story. Read the Phoenix Magazine today and every fortnight.
No one looked. I walked by. Just an invitation would have been just fine. Said no to him. Man.
19 minutes past 2 with Stevie Nicks, that is Stand Back, and before that the re-released version of the Mary Jane Girls' Candyman, and good afternoon to Fiona and Robert, Sharon and Joe, Francis and Eugene and Rohini. And by the way, if you'd like to give us a ring on this wet and windy Friday afternoon, feel free to do so at 338515, that's 338515. You too, right now, this is from October, and Fire.
So I like like for you to know that I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. Wherever I lay my head, that's my home. Type man who is always on the road. Ooh, la, 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 la. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. Wherever I lay my hat, oh, that's my home.
It's Paul Young and his family from his new album called Non Parler. It's Wherever I Lay My Hat, That's My Home. 27 minutes past two. And good afternoon to Eamon and Darndale, some Simple Minds for you shortly. And also to Vanessa from Peter in Rathgar. Good to have you along.
Breathing with spring memory.
From the new Gold Stream album 81-84, that is Promised You a Miracle. We're back in a few moments' time with Michaels and Bello from the Flashdance movie with Maniac. Right now, though, it's 29 minutes now before 3 o'clock. News headlines with Fergal Keneally.
Broadcasting to the Dublin community on 16 kilohertz.
The United Nations Security Council expected to meet today at the urgent request of the United States and South Korea. President Reagan last night expressed his revulsion at this horrifying act of violence and pledged to make every effort to find out why a Soviet jet fighter shot down a civilian Korean Airlines jumbo jet on the Sea of Japan, killing 269 passengers and crew. Using the toughest language by a United States president since the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in 1979, Mr. Reagan said the United States joined other members of the international community in demanding a full explanation of this appalling and wanton deed. A Fine Gael backbencher, Mr. Gay Mitchell, called last night for the expulsion of the Soviet ambassador and the closure of the Soviet embassy in Dublin if the USSR were responsible for shooting down the South Korean airliner. Mr. Mitchell, who represents Dublin South Central and is a member of Fine Gael's Foreign Affairs Committee, said that following events in Poland, Afghanistan and other countries, the Soviet Union is waiting for an opportunity to show its teeth, and we have got to show them that the time comes when what they have done is offensive. The Israeli Foreign Minister, Mr. Yitzhak Shamir, was chosen last night as the candidate to succeed Mr. Menachem Begin as Prime Minister, Israel Armed Forces Radio said this morning. Mr. Shamir is one of Mr. Begin's oldest associates. Like Mr. Begin, he was born in Poland and went to Israel in 1935. A former leader of the militant Stern Gang in the guerrilla fight for independence against Britain, he then joined Mr. Begin's Irgun and spent the bulk of his career in the Mossad, the Israeli equivalent of the CIA, joining in 1955 and rising to Deputy Director General in 1965. The Taoiseach and leader of the Labour Party at home, Mr. Spring, said last night that a concerted campaign was being waged with the support of the hierarchy to roll back the tide of progress on social issues. Mr. Spring also challenged the Fianna Fáil leader, Mr. Haughey, to make clear his position on the referendum, declaring, "He is responsible to a large extent for this whole mess. It is not good enough that he should say, now, it is before the people, he should add nothing more." Mr. Spring was talking to political correspondents in Leinster House after he had issued a statement strongly criticising the proposed constitutional amendment and urging the electorate to vote no in the referendum on Wednesday next. And finally, they came to St. Fergal's National School in Bray, County Wicklow, in their hundreds yesterday morning. Mummies clutching a toddler in one hand, pushing a pram with the other and shooing the four-year-old in school uniform along in front. Heavily pregnant mummies, to whom tearful small ones clung, self-conscious daddies pushing buggies and ushering two uniformed youngsters in the school gate. A total of 200 arrived at St. Fergal's for the first day in school yesterday. Half an hour before enrollment time, they began to advance down the Boghall Road, some skipping and hopping cheerfully, others looking solemn and apprehensive. The odd one sobbed already. An immensely cheerful principal, Mrs. Anne Meaney, greeted them and said, "Hello there," Sonia beamed. Vice Principal Margaret Gillespie, glancing surreptitiously at the little name badge they were instructed to wear. What a lovely new school bag you have there. Sonia, thrilled that somebody knew her name, allowed herself to be led off peacefully into class. Well, finally, Radio 257 is going off the air for technical adjustments, and we'll be back again shortly, bigger and better in stereo. But it's not, I hasten to add that it's not going off the air right at this moment, but it will be, in fact, by the end of today, and we'll be back very, very soon next week. From me, until 3:30, good afternoon.
Flashdance movie, that is Michael Zambello with Maniac. 22 minutes now before 3. Thank you, Fergal, for news. And good afternoon to Anita and Helen. We're listening in this afternoon, and some Culture Club requests. This is it from Kissing to Be Clever, the album. This is Time, Clock of the Heart.
The time.
It's the afternoon spin from Community Radio 257 on AM and Stereo FM for the Friday afternoon with Michael Jackson, that is PYT, Pretty Young Thing, from the Thriller album. And before that, The Culture Club with Boy George and Time, Clock of the Heart, not of course on the Kissing to be Clever album. Just testing you out, you see. Okay, let's have something from Donna right now. This is Mirror Mirror.
Russia.